గోపిజన వల్లభ గిరివరదారీ జయ రాధా మాధవ కుంజ విహారీ. గోపిజన వల్లభ గిరివరదారీ యశోదానందన బ్రజ జన రంజన యశోదానందన బ్రజ జన రంజన యశోదానందన బ్రజ జన రంజన యశోదానందన బ్రజ జన రంజన యమున తీరవన చారి యమున తీరవన చారి యమున తీరవన చారి జయ రాధా మాధవ కుంజ బిహారీ. గోపిజన వల్లభ గిరివరదారీ జయ రాధా మాధవ కుంజ బిహారీ. గోపిజన వల్లభ గిరివరదారీ జయ రాధా మాధవ కుంజ విహారీ. గోపిజన వల్లభ గిరివరదారీ జయ రాధా మాధవ కుంజ విహారీ. గోపిజన వల్లభ గిరివరదారీ యశోదానందన బ్రజ జన రంజన యశోదానందన బ్రజ జన రంజన యశోదానందన బ్రజ జన రంజన యశోద యమున తీరవన చారి యమున తీరవన చా యమున తీరవన చారి జయ రాధా మాధవ కుంజ బిహారీ. గోపిజన వల్లభ గిరివరదారీ జయ రాధా మాధవ కుంజ బిహారీ. గోపిజన వల్లభ గిరివరదారీ జయ రాధా మాధవ కుంజ బిహారీ. గోపిజన వల్లభ గిరివరదారీ జయ రాధా మాధవ కుంజ బిహారీ. గోపిజన వల్లభ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ కృష్ణ హరే 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 రామ రామ. జయ రాధా వృందావన్ బిహారీ రాధా వృందావన్ బిహారీ రాధే. జయ రాధా వృందావన్ బిహారీ వృందావన్ బిహారీ రా. జయ రాధా మదన్ మోహన్ లలితా దేవి రాధా మదన్ మోహన్ లలితా దేవి. जय गिरि गोवर्धन, गिरि गोवर्धन, गिरि गोवर्धन, जय गिरि गोवर्धन। जय जय प्रभुपाद, 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद। जय जय गुरुदेव, 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 जय जय गुरुदेव। नित्याय गौर हरिभो। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस प्रेतराजगाचार्य अश्वोत्तर श्री श्री अभिचनरविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शिल प्रभुपाद की। इस्कान फाउंडर आचार्य बीबीडी फाउंडर आचार्य शिल प्रभुपाद की। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस प्रेतराजगाचार्य अष्टोत्तर श्री श्री भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर प्रभुपाद की। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की। ग्रंथराज भागवत महापुराण की। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की। निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे। ऑल ग्लोरीस्ट असेंबल डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीस्ट असेंबल डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीस्ट असेंबल डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीस, ऑल ग्लोरीस, श्री श्री गुरन गौरंग कृष्ण प्रभुपाद। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम फोर्थ कैंटो चैप्टर नेम पुरंजना बिकम्स वुमन इन नेक्स्ट लाइफ। वी आर रीडिंग 56th वर्स। पंचारामं नवद्वारम्, पंचारामं नवद्वारम्, एकपालं त्रिकोष्टकम्, एकपालं त्रिकोष्टकम्, सत्कुलं पञ्चविपणम्, षट्कुलं पञ्चविपणम्, पञ्चप्रकृतिस्त्रीदवम्, पञ्चप्रकृतिस्त्रीदवम्, पञ्चारामं नवद्वारम्, एकपालं त्रिकोष्टकम्, सत्कुलं षट्कुलं पञ्चविपणम्, पञ्चप्रकृतिस्त्रीदवम्, पञ्चारामं नवद्वारम्, एकपालं त्रिकोष्टकम्, सत्कुलं पञ्चविपणम्, पञ्चप्रकृतिस्त्रीदवम्। पञ्चारामं नवद्वारम्, एकपालं त्रिकोष्टकम्, षट्कुलं पञ्चविपणम्, प्रकृतिस्त्रीदवम्, पञ्चारामं नवद्वारम्, पञ्चप्रकृतिस्त्रीदवम्। पञ्चारामं नवद्वारम् एकपालं त्रिकोष्टकम् षट्कुलं पञ्चविवनम् पञ्चप्रकृतिस्त्रीधवम् पञ्चारामं नवद्वारम् पंच प्रकृति श्रीदवम के माता जी से पंचारामम नवद्वारम एकपालम त्रिकोष्टकम अकुलम पंचविपनम पंच प्रकृति श्रीदवम Translation given by His Divine Grace S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. In that city, the material body, there are 5 gardens, 9 gates, 1 protector, 3 apartments, 6 families, 5 stores, 5 material elements, and 1 woman who is lord of the house. We'll be reading the 57th verse and 58th verse. पंचेन्द्रियार्थ आराम द्वार प्राण नव प्रभु तेजो तेजो अन्नानि कोष्ठानि कुलम इंद्रिय संग्रह. ट्रांसलेशन माय डियर फ्रेंड द फाइव गार्डन्स आर द फाइव ऑब्जेक्ट ऑफ सेंसेस सेंस एंजॉयमेंट एंड द प्रोटेक्टर ऑफ इज अ लाइफ एयर विच पासस थ्रू द 9 गेट्स. The 3 apartments are the chief ingredients, fire, water and earth. The 6 families are the aggregate total of the mind and 5 senses. Purport. The 5 senses that acquire knowledge are sight, taste, smell, sound and touch. And these act through the 9 gates, 2 eyes, 2 ears, 1 mouth, 2 nostrils, 1 genital, 1 rectum. These holes are compared to the gates in the walls of the city. The principal ingredients are earth, water, fire. And principal actor is mind, which is controlled by the intelligence, buddhi. 58. Vipanastu indriyas indriya saktir भूत प्रकृति अव्यया शक्ति आदिश पुमांस्तु अत्र प्रतिष्ठो नव बुद्धये बुद्यते. ट्रांसलेशन परपट. द 5 स्टोर्स आर 5 वर्किंग सेंसरी ऑर्गन्स. दीस ट्रांसैक्ट देयर बिजनेस थ्रू द कंबाइंड फोर्स ऑफ 5 एलिमेंट्स विच आर एटर्नल. Behind all these activities is the soul. The soul is person and an enjoyer in reality. However, because he is now hidden within the city of the body, he is devoid of all knowledge. Devoid of knowledge. I'll offer my prayers here. After that, we will see the purport. We can read the few lines and we discuss, and we can read few lines and we can discuss. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Shakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupakadamayam Tada Desva Padandikam वंदेहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सगणललितां श्रीविशाखान्वितां च हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीन बंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरंगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो ॐ विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणीप्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे जयश्रीकृष्णचैतन्यप्रभुनित्यानन्द श्रीअद्वैतगदाधारश्रीवासादिगौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा। वी आर सीइंग दिस लॉन्ग एपिसोड ऑफ प्राचीनी वरिगेशत हियरिंग फ्रॉम श्री नारद मुनि। ही इज डूइंग हियर इनडायरेक्टली इज टीचिंग टू द किंग ग्रेट किंग प्राचीन वरिगेशत। The kings are so intelligent. They also know dharma. They also knows the knowledge. That's why here Narada Muni directly instructing Prakshini Barigishat is indirectly is coming to the point, and he very beautifully explaining this allegorical story, like how we do succession course here. Succession course is given. Hearing from Narada Muni. We are in the end of allegorical story. We are hearing that Malayadvaja died, and Vaidarbhi is lamenting now. During the lamentation, it's a right time to give instruction. You know, Artho Arthati Jignyasu Jnanischa Bharadarshapa. You know, this one who is in distress, one who is in need of wealth, one who is inquisitive, one who want to know the wisdom, knowledge. You know, during that time when we go and give knowledge, they can hear the knowledge and they can practice the knowledge. In here, Vaidarbhi, in the distress situation, he lost her husband. She is lamenting. In this juncture, the Brahmana, the Lord, comes and instruct Vaidarbhi. The Vaidarbhi in previous life, in the story, in the previous life is Puranjan, being so attached in the family life. Next life, Puranjan became a Vaidarbhi. Now, by the will of the Lord, Malayadvaja became her husband. Here, the Brahmana coming and instructing. And the Brahmana asked that, you know, who are you? I'm your friend. You don't know me? The Paramatma is in all species. Paramatma as a friend accompany the Jiva. After mutual understanding, you know, I'm your friend, eternal. He introduced himself as eternal friend. Now he is instructing, you know, what is this material body after all? It's made of five elements. You know, the Panchabhutas, in Bhagavad Gita also we hear that Bhumi Rapo Nalo Vayu Kamano Buddhi Revacha Ahankara Miti Amme Binna Prakriti Rastata. And this Panchamahabhut, the five elements, is the ingredients of entire creation. The material creation, whatever we see by our material eyes is made of these five elements, with a mixed of three modes of material nature: sattva guna, rajo guna and tamo guna. Here in the purport, beautiful purport by His Divine Grace S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, I thought we'll take different sections of purport, we can discuss and we can go further. Prabhupada, in the beginning of the purport, He explains that how living entity came to this material world. You know, always this is discussed as a million-dollar question. Here also in the Brahmana explains that, oh my dear friend, you are now my very same friend. Since you left me, you have become more and more materialistic. And not seeing me, you have been traveling in different forms throughout this material world, which is created by the same some woman, the Prakriti. Because of this, we have come to this material world. When living entity come to this material world, what happens? That's what Prabhupada is writing here. The living entity entered the material creation with the aid of five elements: earth, water, fire, air, ether. And thus his body formed. Although living entities is working form within, he is nonetheless unknown. The Atma is unknown. The living entities entered the material creation, but because he bewildered by the material energy, he appears to be hidden. When the living entities come to this material world, wanted to enjoy separate from the Supreme Lord, he has given the paradise to enjoy this material world. If the living entity knows that Supreme Lord is cause of all causes, he is an enjoyer, he is a creator, he is a protector, the living entity cannot enjoy. That's why the living entity is given as the coat of avidya. Because of the avidya, it doesn't know who am I, who is the Supreme Lord. Even though the living entity is living in this body, he appears to be hidden. He acts through the senses, the mind, and etc. The bodily conception of life is prominent because of the ignorance. The intelligence is described in this feminine gender. You know, in this previous 56th verse, intelligence is described as the feminine nature gender. The Purusha is Jiva. Now we always hear the example that the chariot example. The Jiva is a passenger, the intelligent is a charioteer, and the whole chariot is a body. The five horses are the five senses, the minds are reins of the horses, like that. Actually, the Jiva has to direct the intelligent. Intelligent has to direct the mind. The mind has to direct the senses. But then the conditioned nature, the mind is bewildered by the senses. The senses drags the mind. And this, the intelligence supposed to control the mind, but sometime the mind overpowers by the intelligence. It drags the intelligence also with the mind. The intelligence is described in the but the owing her prominence in all the activities, she is described in this verse as a Adisha, the controller. The intelligence supposed to be a controller. The living entities lives in the means of fire and air and the food grains. And these three elements are very, very important. By taking the three types of food, you know, Prabhupada in detail he explains that some food solid we take, that divided as three parts. Some liquid we take, that divided as three parts. You know that the solid become a stool and the semi-solid become a flesh. And the liquid become a urine, and the fire elements become a bone. Prabhupada gives in very detail. These three mentioned in the previous verse, whereas the sky, the air, and is not mentioned in this verse. Air and sky is not mentioned in this verse. But Bhagavad Gita explains. Prabhupada quotes the Bhagavad Gita verse. Prakritim purusham chaiva vidhi anadi ubhavapi विक्रामश्च गुणांचैव विद्धि प्रकृति संभवान्। मेटीरियल नेचर एंड द लिविंग एनिटी शुड बी अंडरस्टूड टू बी द बिगिनिंगलेस। दिस मटीरियल वर्ल्ड ऑल्सो एटर्नल, द लिविंग एनिटी इज ऑल्सो एटर्नल। देयर ट्रांसफॉर्मेशन एंड द मोड्स ऑफ मैटर आर प्रोडक्ट्स ऑफ द मेटीरियल नेचर। प्रकृति द मेटीरियल नेचर एंड पुरुष द लिविंग एनिटीज आर एटर्नल। When they both come in contact, there are different reactions and manifestation. All of them should be considered the result of interaction of the three modes of material nature. The last line, when the both come in contact, the jiva and prakriti, the different reactions and manifestations, all of them should be considered the result of interaction of the three modes of material nature. When we dip something in the yellow color, that become yellow in color. Something if we dip in red color, it will become a red color, the green color, etc. That's why how we put ourselves in what situation, we become that type of nature. That's why sastras and the spiritual acharyas, the gurus, they instruct us, they guide us, how do we put ourselves in sattva guna. We also hear that sattva guna is a runway through become transcendental sattva guna. This living entities come in contact with this material nature, accept avidya, asmita, raga, dvish, abhinivesh. This avidya become the major cause, acceptance and rejection, likes and dislikes, raga, dvesha, abhinivesha, and the last one is the fear. Always the living entities in the modes of fear. We'll try to understand, what are these elements. We heard that these five elements become the apartments, the sense objects become a gardens, this material body become a Navadwarapuri, nine gates of the body. Everything comes from Krishna. The material elements also come from Krishna. Aham sarvasya prabhu matta sarvam pravartate iti matva bhajante ma buddha bhava samanvitaha. Everything has to come from Krishna. He is the source of spiritual and material energy. Everything emanates from him, and wise person knows that and worship him with all hearts. In the beginning of creation, Lord Vishnu, Mahavishnu, wanted to create this all the elements. He breathes out all the material creations. The material universe comes out from the body of Mahavishnu. That is like a pradhan. The cosmology seminar going to happen. I am like a tiny fellow. I am speaking about it. Next 2 days, the cosmology seminar is going to, conference is happening. Mahavishnu glances on the prakriti, the pradhan. It start transforming. Transformation start happening in the pradhan. The pradhan become mahatattva. Mahatattva become ahankar. In ahankar itself, there is the sattva guna, rajo guna, and tamo guna. After that, from the ahankar, the different elements start manifesting in bhumi, rapanulo, vayu. And the touch, smell, the tanmatras start manifesting. Touch, smell, what else, sight, hearing, sound, all these five elements, like ears we hear sound, by nose we smell, by tongue we taste, and skin by touch. All these tanmatras also start manifesting. This is a material creation. The elements start. Maya Dakshena Prakriti. And Jiva, by the glance of Mahavishnu, Jiva and Kala enters into the Mahatattva. After that, Jiva enters along with the Kala or Karma. So karma and swabhava. Karma and swabhava that takes from the previous birth and enter into the material, the Mahatattva. After that Brahmaji comes and he creates the material body. After that, how this garden is created, this time briefly explained here. The rarest of our, there is a saying that aridu aridu manidarai pirathal aridu. That means to take the human life is very, very rare. There are 84 lakhs of pieces and the human life is given. You know, even Devaguti in third canto explains that how do we overcome this senses and sense enjoyment, and how do we protect from ourselves from this maya. Devaguti explains that by sharpening our knowledge. Raja Vidya Raja Gugyam Pavitram Idam Uttamam. This is purest among our purest. If you accept that knowledge, we can protect ourselves from this maya. We should know it with certainly from the description of these few verses that all transformations and influence of the material nature is happening by three modes of material nature. Okay, this material world is giving us trouble. Everything is created by maya, and because of that we will be allured by this maya. Shall we reject everything? This is what Mayavadis explains. And Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur also explains that this is as a Markata Vairagya. Markata Vairagya means the monkey also renunciates because they also doesn't wear clothes. That's why we can't consider monkeys also as a Vairagi. No. Today also the disappearance day of Gaurikishore Das Babaji Maharaj is a Vairagya Murtaye. Namo Gaurikishoraya Shakshat Vairagya Murtaye Vipralambar Sambodhi Padambujayate Namaha. This Supreme Lord creates this material world and he enters into this material world. Each and every atom he is also living this. Ekopi achyo rachayitam jagatanda koti koti svashesha vasudadi vibhudi vinnam tad brahma nishkalam anantam ashesha bhudam govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. Andandarastha paramanu chayandarastham govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. Each and every atoms, Krishna expands himself as a paramatma. He lives in each and every atoms. That's why even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, very often he describes that, who are interested in spiritual life, and they have to protect themselves from these two things. Niskinchanasya Bhagavat Bhajanon Mukasya Param Param Jigamishor Bhavasagarasya. Want to cross over this material world, Jagamishor Bhavasagarasya. Want to cross over this this Bhavasaga. Sandarshanam Vishayitam Atayoshitam Cha. Sandarshitam. Who is a person engaged in the material activities and sense gratification, we should be protect ourselves from them. Ahanta Visha Bhakshano. Bhakshananto Api Asadu. Matlab, instead of associating with this kind type of people, we can drink poison. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains this. Even Kulasekhar Alvar also describes Andasya me hrita viveka mahadhanasya chorai prabho balibir indriya namadeyai mohanta kupa kuhare vinipatitasya devasya dehi krupanasya karavalambam. Andasya me hrita viveka mahadhanasya. My wealth is stolen by the lust and greed. My senses went through this andasya me. I gone into this andakupa. Hrita viveka mahadhanasya. Chorai prabho. Stolen. Balibi indriya. These indriyas are so powerful. Mohanta kupa kuhare vinipatitasya devasya hi devasya देवस्य दी कृपणस्य करावलंबम। ओ लॉर्ड कृष्णा प्लीज प्रोटेक्ट मी फ्रॉम दिस अंधकूप, प्लीज लिबरेट मी फ्रॉम दिस अंधकूप इज सो सो पावरफुल बलिबीर इंद्रियाय, इज सो पावरफुल डिफिकल्ट टू यू नो कॉन्कर दिस थीफ, प्लीज प्रोटेक्ट मी। द राइट चॉइस फॉर द ह्यूमन बीइंग इज विद्या, वी हैव टू शार्पन अवर इंटेलिजेंट, बाय दैट वी कैन वी नो वॉट इज माया वॉट इज कृष्णा, अदरवाइज विल बी बिविल्डर्ड बाय दिस माया एंड समटाइम माया लुक्स लाइक अ कृष्णा और कृष्णा लुक्स लाइक अ माया एंड दैट्स वाई वी हैव टू प्रोटेक्ट अवर सेल्फ नोइंग द राइट विद्या द नॉलेज वैराग्य विद्या निज भक्ति योग शिक्षार्थम शिक्षार्थ एक पुरुष पुराण श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य शरीरधारी कृपांदुवि कृपादुबीर यस्त्वम अहम प्रपद्ये। चैतन्य महाप्रभु केम टू गिव दिस नॉलेज शिक्षार्थम टीचर्स वैराग्य विद्य वैराग्य वैराग्य द डिटैचमेंट एंड विद्या द नॉलेज निज भक्ति योग द डिवोशन सर्विस द एक एक पुरुष पुराण श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य शरीरधारे लॉर्ड केम एस श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु टू गिव अस द राइट नॉलेज रिस्ट्रिक्ट अवरसेल्फ फ्रॉम द सेंस एंजॉयमेंट विद्या हैविंग द राइट नॉलेज एंड रिस्ट्रिक्ट अवरसेल्फ फ्रॉम द सेंस एंजॉयमेंट एंड थर्ड थिंग वी शुड नो व्हाट इज अविद्या आल्सो इफ यू डोंट नो व्हाट इज अविद्या एंड वी विल बी बिवल्डर्ड and we will be thinking this is also this is also vidya, that's why we should know what is vidya, we should know what is avidya and protect ourselves from the sense enjoyment, restrict ourselves from the sense enjoyment, like you know if you go to the doctor he give the medicines also and he prescribes the diet also, and how do we protect ourselves from the disease, like that here what is vidya what is avidya and restrict ourselves from the sense enjoyment. Then we can strongly reject it and engage our mind and senses wholeheartedly in the devotional service of Sri Krishna. How do we attain this vairagya and the knowledge? Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Priyojita Janayati Asu Vairagyam Nanam Chat Ahetukam. By worshipping Vasudev, Vasudevi Bhagavati, Bhakti Yoga Priyojita, and Janayati, Asu, Asu means immediately, immediately the knowledge and Vairagya is automatically developed. That is a potency of worshipping Supreme Lord. The same Supreme Lord, he says that Devi Hesha Gunamai, Mama Maya, Duratyaya, is very difficult to overcome. But one who surrender unto me, easily he can cross over this maya. And then now and then the acharyas appears in this material world to give this knowledge. Without the knowledge, you know, without receiving the knowledge from the spiritual masters, it's difficult to overcome this maya. Like Krishna says in, you know, now we recited that verse that this maya is very duratyaya. But here the spiritual masters comes and descends to this material world to teach us what is guide us, you know, what is really maya is, how to overcome. When Lord Supreme Lord appears in this material world, even devatas comes to know and they come and offer prayers and respects. Like when Krishna appeared in the womb of Devaki, all the devatas comes, you know, Indra, Chandra, Varuna, Ityadi, they offer a Garbhastuti. In the Srimad Bhagavatam also, in Krishna book, we hear, we can read that the Garbhastuti, that all the demigods comes and offers prayers. Even when Lord Ramachandra appears, all the demigods, they come and offer prayers to Lord Ramachandra in the womb of Kaushalya. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in the womb of Sachimata, and all the demigods comes in the different forms, in the shadow form, they come and offer prayers to, you know, in the womb of Sachimata. Like that, whenever Lord appears, everybody comes to know. But when the great souls, when they come to this material world, except few people, nobody knows who he is. But when the great personalities like a guru or acharya, when they leave this material world, everybody knows who is this person, how, what he did, how he transformed the people's heart, and who is this Mahatma, how he lead his life as a legacy. Like that, everything we come to know. Like that, today is a Gauri Kesavadas Babaji Maharaj's disappearance day. That's why we celebrate appearance and disappearance also. You know, we won't celebrate disappearance, you know, of avatars or great person, you know, like Krishna or Ram, you know, when they disappear, we won't celebrate. Because they went back, they appeared. Yada hi dharmasya glanirbhavati bharata abhyuddhanam dharmasya tadatmanam sujamiham. To establish dharma, they come and appear to this material world to show who am I, how I reciprocate with the among devotees, how I live, what is my opulence, what is my reciprocation with my devotees, how I reciprocate. All these things to show to this material world, he comes to this material world. That's why you go back to the spiritual world. That's why we won't celebrate a disappearance. But we celebrate both appearance and disappearance of the great acharyas. When in the Ramayana, it is this, you know, we can see that the past time, how Hanumanji goes and finds Sita and get the information to Lord Ram. But Lord Ram also is a Paramatma. He knows where she is, and he can identify where the Sita is. He can bring Lord Sita. But Lord Ram doesn't do that. He sends Hanuman. As a Jiva's perspective, if we see that the Sita is a Jiva, and the Jiva experiencing the separation from Krishna, and the Jiva undergoing the so much troubles from the three modes of material nature. The Ravana is like a Maya. He captures and steals us. Like we read that sloka from Kulasekhar. These robbers, highway robbers, they stolen by the lust and indriyas, the senses, they stolen me. Please protect me and save me from this great ocean of samsara. Like that, this Ravana captured the Jiva. And Sita is in Ashoka Vatika, this material world. Like Hanuman comes as a Guru Tattva, he protects and saves the Jiva. Like that, even Lord doesn't do few things. The spiritual master, the great acharyas, they come and they perform the great activities. Like Hanuman jumped and the 100 yojanas in one jump. Like that, the great acharyas come to this material world and save us thousands and thousands of people. Like Lord Krishna spoken this Sarvadharman Paritechya Mamekam Saranam Raja Aham Tvam Sarupapepi Mokshayishami Ma Shuchah. I know nobody followed, not much. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has to appear. You know, how do we surrender? And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and exhibited that Sarvadharman Paritejya, and thousands of people followed. And wherever he goes and raises his hands and chant, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thousands of people are followed. And those people who came in contact with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they go to their village and they tell, and they also become devotees. And that people, they go and tell to their village and that people also. But Krishna spoken, you know, 5,000 years before, you know, but not that much transformation happened. When the devotee comes and he preaches, and thousands of people are followed. Even what Lord cannot do, the devotees does it in miraculous way. And every day we sing this song of Samsara Dava, Nalalila Loka, Tranaya Karunya, Gana Ganatvam. Like, Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu. Adikeshapura always says that, Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu. Krishna is Karuna Sindhu. That how we get rain, everybody knows, you know, because of the sun and the rain water, the ocean water evaporates, and that become the badal and the cloud, and showers to the forest fire. You know, forest fire. We all know that forest fire cannot be extinguished by the any number of fire extinguishers. Even the birds or animals, they run away from the forest when the forest fire happens. But the snakes and other living entities, insects, they cannot fall, they cannot run that much fast. They stay in the, they die in the forest fire only. When the rain, the rain comes, the forest fire can be extinguished very easily. Like, we can't repay the rain, you know, the clouds. How do we repay the clouds? And the rain is given by the clouds. It's doing very big mechanism, taking the water from the ocean and making as a cloud and showering to the all the fields. Like that, the Guru takes the Krishna's mercy. Like, hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu, he is a Karuna Sindhu. He takes that Karuna and the mercy factor of Krishna and the mercy incarnation, they appear as the spiritual master. They can extinguish the fire. We may think that, where is the fire? There is nothing is from there next to me. that fire in the heart, it burns. It's a lust, greed, envy. It burns all sides, all sides. And so many times the living entity cheated this material world again and number nine, now and again. It's all so much tapa. Adi bhautik, adi atmik, adi devik. This is all. This all. Tapatraya. It's mentioned as a tapatraya. That is a real fire surrounding us and burning us in this material world. But sometimes we undergo some difficulties and challenges. We may be fully involved ourselves in the how do we resolve, how do we reply to this problem, how do this person committed mistake and this person blaming me, all these things. But actually this all these problems are created, we can take shelter of Guru and Gauranga. But sometime, many time I miss it. We will be focusing on the problem only, how do this person creating problem, this person creating problem. The problems is created, then I can really disgusted by this material world. You know, Prabhupada says that, you know, how the person become the qualified, he is disgusted by this the way of materialistic life, and he surrendered to Krishna. When he unless otherwise he is disgusted by this material life, how do we take, how do he take shelter of Krishna? That's why we have to, in this problem we have to channelize ourselves. We should be taking shelter of Krishna. The criticism, blasphemy, the everything. The devotee asked Srila Prabhupada, how do we repay you? What should we do for you? And Prabhupada says that whatever I given, you accept it and practice it and share it with others. And that's what we can do. You know, to thank Srila Prabhupada, whatever he has given in our life. Yasya devai para bhaktir yatha devi tatha guru. You know, the spiritual masters, they given the knowledge, and we receive that knowledge like tranaya karunya gana ganatum. We share it with others. That become you know, helping the spiritual master. Like today is Gaurakishor Das Babaji's disappearance day. You know, I'll mention in the rest of my class as Babaji Maharaj, because I have to mention the full name is maybe difficult. Babaji Maharaj appeared in the, not in the high class family. Even Lord, Supreme Lord appears in this material world in a Kurma, Matsya, Varaha, Narsimha, Ityadi. Not he appeared only in the in a high class Brahmin family, or otherwise a big Kshatriya having big kingdom. He appeared as a Varaha also, in the form of a pig, in the Kurma also. Sometimes we get afraid and run away from these tortoise, but he appears in the form of a fish and a tortoise, or etc. Like that, the great souls, they can appear in the Asura Vamsa also, Sura Vamsa also, and Kingly Vamsa also, any Varna, like that. To prove that the qualification is not necessary, accepting the spiritual master and practicing devotion service is the necessary one. You know, Janma Isurya Sutta Srivir, Itamana Matapuman, Naivahranti Abhidantum Vai, Tom Akinchana Gocharam. The Akinchana Bhakta received the real mercy of Sri Krishna. Like that, Gaurakrishna Das Babaji also appeared in this material world in the 1838, in the shore of Padma River, the famous Padma River. Like Narottam Das Thakur appeared in this material world. When he entered to the Padma River, he received the Krishna Prem from the Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what he is invested in the Padma River. And the near Padma River, Gaurakrishna Das Babaji Maharaj also appeared. In the age of 11, he got married. You know, those days, you know, protect the children, they fix the marriage in the early age only. He grown up, he lived his Grihastha life till age of 29. He was doing the rain broker business. Collects the grain and sell it to others, like that he was doing. After that, his wife passed away because of some serious diseases. After that, he doesn't have any children also. He decided that I will dedicate myself in the service of Krishna. After that, he meets Bhagavad Das Babaji. He received the initiation from him. Bhagavad Das Babaji was a disciple of Jagannath Das Babaji. But Jagannath Das Babaji lived for a quite long period. You know, he lived for 140 years. That's why we can get to hear about all these personality in one time. Jagannath Das Babaji, Gaurakrishna Das Babaji, Bhakti Siddhanta Sasi Thakur, Bhakti Vinod Thakur. And all these four personalities, and with others also, we can get to know about all this. But Jagannath Das Babaji was so elderly person, but after that Gaurakrishna Das Babaji Maharaj, after that Bhakti Siddhanta Sasi Thakur. There is a one dialogue between Jagannath Das Babaji and Bhakti Siddhanta Sasi Thakur also. Such a long duration. One time Jagannath Das Babaji give instruction to Bhakti Siddhanta Sasi Thakur, you know, you are so knowledgeable, you are so scholar, and your knowledge in astrology, astronomy, and etc. Why didn't you compose a calendar for 300 years? And Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur composed a calendar for Jagannath Das Babaji for 300 years. And that type of dialogues also we can get to see. Like Gaurakrishna Das Babaji Maharaj got initiation from, Bhagavad Das Babaji Maharaj. After that, he went to Vrindavan. He was living in Vrindavan for 30 years in Vrindavan. The so amazing factor is, after living 30 years in Vrindavan, he leaves Vrindavan. He comes to Gaur Mandala Bhumi. He says that Vrindavan didn't work for me. I'll take shelter of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Gauranga Mahaprabhu, mercy, I may attend the Vrindavan. And not only Babaji Maharaj, Jagannath Babaji Maharaj also comes to Vrindavan. He lived in Vrindavan for more than 60 years. After living 30, 60 years in Vrindavan, he left Vrindavan and come to Gaur Mandala Bhumi and lives in Gaur Mandala Bhumi rest of their life. Jagannath Das Babaji and Gaurakrishna Das Babaji Maharaj. And Gaurakrishna Das Babaji Maharaj is a personified Vairagya Murtaye Vipralambara Sambodhi Padambhujayate Namaha. Is a Vairagya Murti. Vairagi. Vai means attachment. Raga. Sorry. Vai means. विदाउट वी राग, वन हु हैज राग टुवर्ड्स दिस, वन हु डजंट हैव अ राग टुवर्ड्स दिस मटेरियल एंजॉयमेंट, ही इज बिकम अ वैरागी. And Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur gives a different explanation for vairagi. Vai means having special attachment. Special attachment. Vairagi means special. Vai means special. Ragi means special attachment. When, you know, even in Bhagavad Gita also it mentions that parandrishtva nivartate. One who want to have one who want to give up the lower nature, he has to capture the higher nature. Then he can easily give up the lower nature. Like that, vairagi, even in our Gaudiya Sampradaya also, there are vairagis. They are not attached to, for sense enjoyment, they want to give pleasure to Sri Krishna. Whatever give pleasure to Krishna, they are ready to accept anything and everything. That's why this type of special vairagi, you know, special attachment. That is taught by, you know, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, and he was exemplified in this principle. The heart in the spiritual world, some people, like a Prabhupada, his eyes were in the spiritual world. His hands were writing about the spiritual world. And he was in this material world. His feet were in the material world and he is preaching. Like for some people, in the travel to spiritual world, one leg is here, one leg is there. But they are looking at the spiritual world. The eyes are always connected with the spiritual world. And just one Kathakar gives this example that our eyes always toward the spiritual world, but we are performing the activities in this material world. When we look at this material world, and we will be bewildered, easily get bewildered. That's why our eyes always tuned to the spiritual world. In the meanwhile, performing devotion service in this material world. Like Gaurakrishna Das Babaji Maharaj also, even all the great souls, if you see that, their eyes always tuned to this spiritual world. Gaurakrishna Das Babaji Maharaj doesn't associate with this materialistic people, especially. Whoever comes, he runs away from them. Who are the sense enjoyer or the materialistic people, he runs away from this by seeing them. He associates with a few peoples, and who are they? We'll see. Now in Puri, he associates with Swarup Das Babaji Maharaj. In Kuliagram, he meets Chaitanya Das Babaji. And after that, in Bhagavad Das Babaji, like Bhaktivinoda Thakur and etc. They all chant not less than 1 or 2 lakhs holy names of Krishna. Then only he become qualified to associate with Gaurakrishna. Because he doesn't want to interact with or associate with all the materialistic people. Not only that, who are the hypocrites, who are externally exhibiting the ecstatic symptoms and just doing the show off, he also hurts them and he doesn't want to associate with them. You know, whoever comes, you know, with showing the ecstatic symptoms, he tells them, throw him away. One person came to go, Babaji Maharaj, and he told that, I'm associating the one great person. He is also like a Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, exhibiting all the ecstatic symptoms. Please tell me how I'll also receive that ecstatic symptoms like him. First you give up his association, then you will get you will get the ecstatic symptoms. Don't associate with this type of personality. And he is such a vairagi that he doesn't keep any belongings, he doesn't expect any service from anyone. He never ever ask and expect service from anyone. In this, you know, in this episode we can understand one pastime. One time Gaurakrishna Das Babaji Maharaj become old and he couldn't able to see properly. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Vimala Prasad told that, you know, we will take you to the Calcutta. There are good hospitals are there. We will give a treatment. He told that, Are you are such a scholar and you are a great personality. How will I accept service, seva from you? By telling this, he was running far away. Running, running, running. Bimala Prasad was so bewildered. Bhaktisiddhanta Sasithakur. He was running behind Babaji Maharaj. And he was trying to stop Babaji Maharaj because he wanted to jump into the Ganges. You know, instead of accepting seva from you, I will drown myself in the Ganges. That is the vairagi of Guru Krishna Das Babaji Maharaj. He doesn't accept any belongings or any gifts. You know, whatever is thrown by the people in Vrindavan, he accept those items. Like Vrajavasis, they use the mud pots and they use it and throw it. Babaji Maharaj accept that and he cooks in that matka. And whatever the cloth used for the dead bodies, and then they throw that cloth, and Babaji Maharaj takes that cloth and uses. He has only two belongings. That is, one is chanting bead and another one is kanti mala. These two things only his belongings are. And even if sometime if he don't get the japamala, he turns the cloth, he makes the knots and he start chanting. He doesn't have any deity. He writes the holy name in the rock and he worships that and he circumambulates that rock. That is his deity. Always chanting Hare Krishna. One episode, Bhaktisiddhanta Sasi Thakur was telling that even my Guru Maharaj was chanting 23 hours, 59 minutes, 59 seconds. I would have not accepted him as a spiritual master. That means he was 24 hours chanting Hare Krishna. In the way of chanting, that attracted Bhaktisiddhanta Sasi Thakur. Even Bhaktisiddhanta Sasi Thakur accepted Babaji Maharaj as a spiritual master shows that, you know, the scholarship and material skills is not a prerequisite to accept, become a devotee. The loving devotion service, attachment to the Sri Krishna, that is a real substance of life, not developing the material skills or anything. Babaji Maharaj goes to, we all might have heard all these pastimes, I am repeating for my purification. He goes to toilets and chant. That time one person goes and asks him, why you are chanting here? You are not getting bad smell. What Babaji Maharaj might have told, even outside, I may associate with the materialistic people, and that makes my heart is a so stinking smell. Instead of that, this smell, bad smell, is only affecting my nose only, and it's not affecting my heart. And that smell affects my heart. That's why better to be there, and I can be here and chant the holy name peacefully. That is a mood of, we can't imitate all these things. At least we can understand, how they followed the principle of Vairagya and how they have attachment to the holy name, avoiding, non-devotees association and hypocrites. He's a Bhajanandi Shiromani. He doesn't expect in a name, fame, position or anything. He just want to be attached to the holy name, always chanting Hare Krishna. Sometime in the ecstatic symptoms and viraha of Radha or Krishna, vipralamba rasambode, he has so much feeling separation of Sri Krishna and Radha and all the Vrajavasis of Vrindavan. Like sometime in the ecstatic symptoms and chanting the holy name, he doesn't know where he is, he's wearing clothes or not. That also he doesn't know. He was so absorbed in the chanting the holy names. Even in Srimad Bhagavatam, we see many personalities like that. Sukadeva Goswami, like Jadabharat, like Avanti Brahman, who else? Rishabhadev. They are so absorbed themselves in the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. Even in the, when whoever sees Gaur Krishna Das Babaji Maharaj, they remember Das Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami. He is exhibiting the renunciation of Raghunath Das Goswami. Gaurangera Bhaktagana Vairagya Pradhan. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also said, sir, whoever having this type of Vairagya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so pleased with them, so happy with them. We can see that in the episode of Raghunath Das Goswami, how he was not accepting any alms in the Simhadwar. He goes, and what is rejected by the cow, Das Goswami accepts that and he leaves. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, hearing this, he feeling so happy. like that. Even in the Vamsidas Babaji, he also, he never takes bath. Because if I take bath, my effulgence may come out. People may get come to know who am I. That's why he doesn't take bath. If I doesn't take bath, my bad smell will come. People will not come to near to me. I can peacefully chant. And he keeps a big nail, big hair, like that. They were absorbed in Krishna, chanting the holy name of the Lord. Gaurakishnadas Babaji Maharaj carries two books always. One is Pratana and Prema Bhakti Chandrika. These two books are Narottam Das Thakur's book. And anybody comes and contact him, ask him how I develop in Krishna Bhakti, how I will practice Krishna Bhakti. Gaurakishnadas Babaji Maharaj suggest them that you read Prema Bhakti Chandrika, whatever mentioned in that book, you follow it and you will attain success in your life. Like that, one businessman comes to him and asks him, Babaji Maharaj explains the same thing, you read Prema Bhakti Chandrika and practice it. Like that, that person goes back, after 10 years he comes back as a, I don't know, become a full-fledged devotee and always chanting Hare Krishna. He didn't speak to him anything, just gave him a book. And he comes and he came to Vrindavan, there was a, you know, Sammelan was happening. Many great scholars were sitting and discussing high philosophy. And this person was sitting in the behind and he was not speaking anything. And they invited him, why you are not speaking anything? You also share something like that. And there were so much questions and debates were happening. And this personality came and he spoke from Prema Bhakti Chandrika. And so eloquently, and everybody was mesmerized. How this person, he looks like a beggar, but he has so much knowledge about all the philosophy. Like that, and Gaurakishnadas Babaji Maharaj preaches. he comes to, I told her not, I didn't tell this. One day, Babaji Maharaj comes to Swananda Sukhata Kunj. You know, after leaving Vrindavan, he comes to Navadip Dham. He was living in Navadip Dham only. One day, suddenly, Babaji Maharaj came in front of Swananda Sukhata Kunj, where is the residence of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And Vimala Prasad becomes surprised. Are, how come you came here? Because he can't see properly, na? He crossed the Ganges and came to the home of Bhaktivinoda Thakur alone. And Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur became bewildered. How you came? Who helped you? Oh, that bluey's boy came and helped me. One who wears peacock feather. He was so tuned with Krishna's association. And he was having always chanting Hare Krishna. He never ever reveals himself, you know, I'm a great devotee or I'm a so elevated person. He always treat him as a very, very simple or a degraded personality. But actually, he's a great personality. When he was leaving the body also, he told all his associates that you tie a rope in my neck and drag me throughout Navadip Mandal Parikrama, Gaura Mandal. By that dust, I'll be purified. I'll become a devotee. And this is what he was saying when he was leaving the body. He just, after doing that, he just threw me in Ganges and somewhere. Like that, he told his associates. One day, he was eating mud in the Radha Kund. One devotee asked him that, why you are eating mud in the Radha Kund? This tongue, na, is asking me delicious food. That's why I am punishing my tongue. you know, our conditioned soul, the senses punishes us. But here, great personalities, they punishing the senses. But we can't imitate all these things. By hearing this, we can take inspiration. There is one saint in Vrindavan. He chants the 17 hours in a day. In 5 minutes, he comes out from his bhajan kutir and he sees, even the night time, he comes out and he sees that anybody want to give me a bhiksha or madhukari or anything. If he doesn't get anything, he goes back and continues chanting. That type of vairagyas are exhibited by the great personalities. Even Bhakti Siddhanta Sasi Thakur received the instruction from Gaur Kesava Das Babaji Maharaj that you don't go to Calcutta, don't associate with the middle stick people, don't accept disciples. But Bhakti Siddhanta Sasi Thakur done all these three things. As he went to Calcutta only for visiting temples, he was staying in the temple only. Temples are not in Kolkata, is Goloka Vrindavan only. He doesn't accept the disciples. He says everyone as my gurus. He never associated with the materialistic people. He gave his association to them and he transformed their life like that. And Bhakti Siddhanta Sasi Thakur, whoever says, oh, I saw Krishna yesterday, I spoke to him, I spoke to Krishna yesterday like this, and like that, anybody comes and says to them, he immediately turn his faces. Because he says that the glory of the person wearing the clothes, not revealing his body. That means, I have seen Krishna, I associated with Krishna, I got reciprocation from Krishna. That is a very an internal thing. You won't exhibit your ecstasies in outside. It's like a how chaste lady protect herself and not revealing the secrets of with the husband. And so not revealing the secrets between the husbands to anyone else. Like that, the chaste devotee also, maintain this type of symptoms. Gaurakasada Bhaji Maharaj always chanting Hare Krishna and never associating with the materialistic people and not associating with the hypocrites. And he was aloof from this material world. He was always absorbed in the chanting the holy names. And this is in short way we discussed about Gaurakrishna Das Babaji Maharaj. This sloka, Bhagavatam sloka, also very in line with the Vairagya. He is a Vairagya Murti. And we can pray to Gaurakrishna Das Babaji Maharaj on this auspicious day. And we can surrender to the holy name and we can chant the holy name and we always protect from the Maya and the hypocrites and we will not be cheated in the material world again and again. His divine grace Gaurakesava Das Babaji Maharaj ki Srila Prabhupada ki Nitai Gaura Premanandi Hare Krishna. Thank you. Sorry. Yes, Prabhu, please.
Doesn't want his disciple, Bhakti Siddhanta, isn't it? The disciple. His Maharaj disciple, Babaji disciple, is Bhakti Siddhanta Maharaj, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes. So he doesn't want the to mix with the outside world and this and that. But his disciple do the reverse. So if he's not listening to the guru, how come we are following that particular line? So I just want to know.
Actually, that's what I explained in my discussion also. He never associate with materialistic people. He gave his association and transformed them. And he went to only the temple, not went to anywhere else outside of temple. And because by doing that, his spiritual master will be pleased. He definitely know that. That's why by doing that, he pleased his spiritual master. How the spiritual masters are pleased or not? By doing the process very nicely, and he was progressing in his spiritual life also, and simultaneously he was preaching also. By that we can understand that the Guru also pleased, and finally Krishna also pleased, and he didn't broken the principles of the instructions of the his spiritual master. Yes, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. Prabhuji, you mentioned about this Vairagya. Vairagya is a great thing. We are glorifying Vairagya. But which is better, like Yukta Vairagya is better or Vairagya is better?
Yukta Vairagya.
Yukta Vairagya is better. No? Yeah,
Yukta Vairagya only we practice. We can't practice Vairagya.
We cannot practice. Okay.
Because that's why I discussed about Markata Vairagya, the Phalgu Vairagya. The Phalgu and Markata Vairagyas are like, even we can see in the death family also. If you go to, if somebody passed away, if you people invite us for Kirtan, if you go there, they will also speak big, big philosophy. This material life is temporary. Any time we may die, nothing belongs to us. While going, what we take, everything they speaks. We can hear that. But if you go some other time, they speak that we don't have any time for chanting. You know, we are busy with our regular life. The same person, maybe 2 months before or week before, he whatever he spoke. If you go after 2 weeks or 3 weeks, or he will speak. He doesn't have any time. That is called like a Phalgu Vairagya. And Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, a great personality, Srila Prabhupada, also accepted many things for a preaching aspect. And whatever pleases Krishna, they are ready to accept and anything and everything. That is a mood of Vrindavan.
Thank you.
Actually, you all know this. Actually, you are giving me test and how I answer the questions. I don't know, I passed your test or not. Okay. Thank you, Prabhu.
Thank you very much.
Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Nitai Gaura Premanande. Hare Krishna, in the 10:30 we'll be having bhajan and we'll be having a Pushpanjali at 11:50. Please come and participate. Hare Krishna.